the 2018 Dischem Brain of 702, brought to you by Dischem Pharmacists to Care. A winning mind in a healthy body.
The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
To London now we go. Good morning to you, Adam. Do we have Adam Gilchrist on the line? Good morning, Adam. Well, we seem to be having some technical issues there in terms of getting Adam Gilchrist on the line. And while we try and redial, let's get straight to our Emirates Worldview question. Because, of course, every day on the Emirates Worldview, we ask you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. And today's question comes from Diko Ntlapo, who sent a tweet. Why is a circular pizza kept in a square box and eaten in triangles? Hashtag Emirates Worldview. To get the answer, we spoke to Chef Martin Cobalt, who's the owner of the Global Pizza Challenge. And here is what he had to say.
Well, I think this answer is fairly simple. And I think it's got a couple of economical reasons for it. Why a pizza box is square. I mean, it's simple as a cardboard. It comes in a sheet and it's much more economical to fold it into a square box than into a round box. With a round box, obviously, there would be much more wastage on a box, and the individual price of a box would go up. So hence the reason why it's in a square box. Why is the pizza round? Well, that's another question on its own, purely because it's a tradition to serve pizza in round. And also how the pizza is made, when the dough is rolled out and then thrown up in the air. I mean, the circular motion of throwing the pizza up in the air is much easier to knead it out in a round shape. But I think at the end of the day, it's purely put down as a traditional way of serving pizza, which is round. Now, to the question, why is pizza eaten in triangles, cut out of the round square? I think it's just a convenient thing, because pizza is supposed to be a family and a gathering sort of meal with friends. So a big pizza gets put on the middle of the table and everybody just grabs a piece. And in saying grabbing a piece, is mostly eaten by hand. Pizza shouldn't be eaten with knife and fork. As far as I'm concerned, it needs to be eaten by hand. And to have a triangle pizza just holding in your hand and feed yourself comfortably with a triangle, I think that would be the right way of doing.
I'm always amazed at what fascinates people. Pizza in a circular pizza kept in a square box and eaten in triangles. Congratulations, Diko Ntlapo, for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won yourself R1,000 courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates, hello tomorrow. And I do believe we now have Adam Gilchrist on the line from London. Good morning to you, Adam.
Hi, good morning, and you've made me feel hungry. Thank you for that.
It always interests me what people are fascinated by. Now, the hacker's extradition escape. This is for a British man who's wanted in America. Tell us about that.
And the thought is this could be a precedent as well, because essentially this guy's escaped extradition because he has mental health issues. A guy called Lowry Love has won a high court appeal in London. He's wanted in America for hacking into all sorts of secret and sensitive files. The claim is that he managed to get his way into NASA, the U.S. Army, the Federal Reserve, the FBI. You can see why America wanted him. But Lowry suffers from Asperger's syndrome, so he's somewhere on the autistic spectrum. It had been ruled, basically, in the court in London, that if he were taken through that whole court process in America, he probably couldn't cope with it, never mind the jail term, and if he were found guilty in America, they'd give him 99 years. And the thought was, well, he would be a danger to his own life. And so therefore, acknowledged by the judges, the Love family, and Dad is a vicar, by the way, have thanked all concerned and saying that they've shown compassion. It doesn't mean that Lowry Love is necessarily off the hook. He could still be prosecuted in the UK. But you get the idea that, yes, sometimes maybe some countries just hand people over and cross the fingers and hope for the best. And maybe sometimes we need to have a look at the process that they'll be put through. And the thought was that the American process is much harsher on somebody who has a few issues than the UK process.
That's always an interesting conversation when it comes to the death penalty. I see trouble in paradise, political turmoil hitting the Maldives.
Oh, yes, and it's such an amazing place, 1,200 islands, and, I mean, thousands of tourists are still turning up there today, presumably, because there's no ban on travel to it, and yet against this, there's this political crisis that's getting worse. It kind of kicked off last August. We have already seen one president go into exile after a court case against him. Another president is effectively, ex-president, is under house arrest, and the current president has now declared a state of emergency. Indeed, he's also sacked the Chief Justice. I suppose at that point, if you're sacking your Chief Justice, then what are you saying about your own judicial process? What are you saying about your own justice? So President Yameen is not exactly courting followers and fans around the world. Indeed, he's been condemned widely for what he's doing in the Maldives and for the crackdown, and some are calling it a purge. But at this stage, it's very difficult from afar to read exactly where the Maldives goes next. It's almost as if they've got martial law. And of course, the moment you declare a state of emergency, there are all sorts of laws that come in that in an usual democracy you wouldn't want to get away with. So we watch paradise with some trepidation, I have to say.
And of course, insensitivity on the 60th anniversary of the Munich air crash.
Yeah, it was today in 1958, the Munich air disaster, when famously the Manchester United team was basically torn under by this terrible crash. 8 Manchester United players were killed. Several never played again. Also, it's sometimes forgotten, 8 journalists died as well. I mean, it really was a terrible thing for Fleet Street. 8 top sports journalists died in the Munich air disaster. So here we are, anyway, 60 years later. And Manchester United had done the full sort of special edition program and the badge and the commemorative book, and they gave this pack out to everyone who was at the last match at Old Trafford, all 75,000 people. And lo and behold, such is the way of the world, some of this stuff is now appearing for sale on eBay. And there are plenty saying, hang on a moment, this isn't about making profits, this isn't about, you know, let's have some sensitivity. I suspect if a few days had gone by, maybe it wouldn't be quite so sensitive. But at this stage, with the anniversary today, and the stuff out there already for resale, I think there are a few people getting upset about it.
And rightly so. Adam Gilchrist on the line there from London with The World View with Emirates.
If you have a burning question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.